Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Is William available, please?
Yeah, you're talking to him.
Hi, William. How are you? It's James Thompson here from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Got it. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How are you, William? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, aye.
Good. So my name is James Thompson. I've been allocated your file, okay. We are from MMA Legal. We're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with the cases from Scottish Redress with the government, okay. William, if you was in care before the year 2004, because the correct protocols were not put in place, you do qualify for a compensation payment. Now, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay. All I need to do is quickly go for a case report with you. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes. Then when I've done that, the legal team will contact you in 7 to 14 days to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. All right, so, William, there's going to be a couple of questions I do need to ask you. If they don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll move on. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So, got your name down as Mr. William Horne, H-O-R-N-E, is that right?
Yes, William McDonald Horn.
Is it McDonald? Bear with me a moment, let me place that down on there. Give me a second.
Okay.
William, if you do go quiet throughout the phone call, I'm just updating your case file, I'm not ignoring you, okay?
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Just confirm your date of birth for me, please, William.
29-160.
Oh, you got the same birthday as me.
All right.
Yeah, just a different year.
Okay.
Not only by a couple of years, not many. I've got an email address down here on the register as wshorn6066@aol.com. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Brilliant. Best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 905. Is that correct?
That's the one, yeah.
Okay. Brilliant stuff. Can you just confirm for me your home postcode, please, William?
IB27RD.
And we've got station drive, which number?
23.
Yep, it's fine.
Turn it down a wee bit,
huh? Moment, William.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I'm just updating your address on your case file for you now. That's completed. Okay, so I'm going to start with the questions now. I'll try and make it as brief as I can, okay? I understand it can be a little bit of a sensitive subject, okay? It can be a little bit distressing. Now, have you got a terminal illness at all, William?
No.
No, okay. It's massively important that we place on your report a beneficiary or next of kin. Now, what this means, because the payments are a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your payment and we couldn't send the payment to yourself, who would you like it to go to?
Oh, it'd be my wife, Leona Horn.
Why? Sorry, what was this? What was the first name, sorry?
Leona.
Leona. L-E-O-N-A-N-A.
No, L-E-O-N-A.
All right, that's fine. No problem at all. We'll need to place a contact number on the report. She'll never be contacted in any way, shape or form. The only time she'll ever be contacted, William, if anything has happened to yourself. Do you have a contact number for Leona?
Yeah.
Take your time, boss.
Contacts. Just looking at my phone. Oh, Harry, come here. Read that number out for me, mate. I've only got my glasses here. Can you see it?
Yeah, no,
oh.
take time. Yep.
7.
Yep.
8.
Yep.
7.
Yep.
2.
Yep.
6. 8.
Yep.
6.
Yep.
9. 5.
Yep.
8.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant. I've got that there now, William. Oh, good job. Good job. Okay. So, just next, I'm just need to go into the care setting facility side of things, okay. When you was in childcare when you was younger, how old were you at the time? Do you remember at all, William?
When I went in, it was 15.
Around about 15, so that would be around 1975.
That's right.
Okay. Do you know, within the, was it a children's home, or was it a school, or was it foster carers?
It was in the food school.
Approved school. Do you know the name of it?
Rossi Farm.
Okay, Rossi Farm. We've got that on record, okay. There is a few cases that have already gone through that we've dealt with in regards to Rossi Farm, okay. Bear with me, Mom. I'm just going to bring up the records for Rossi Farm. Bear with me a second, please, William. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just going to confirm with yourself. It was in Angus, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, got the address here on the register. Bear with me a moment. Do you know, was
it a farm, you know?
Was it an actual farm when you were there, is that correct?
Yeah.
Can I just confirm with yourself, do you know that it was run by Angus Council, is that correct, or is it an actual farm?
Oh, it's been run by the council, yeah. It was just Rossi Farm. There was other bits to it as well, but there was farm produce and that growing on it.
Yeah, of course. So how long were you there for, 15 until when, can I ask William?
It was not there long, I was there about 9 weeks, and I went, came home on a home leave and deliberately committed a crime not to go back, you know. So
okay.
I ended up getting worse, so you were brutalised in Rossi Farm, fucking horrible
right.
place, you know.
Okay, I'm just going to pop into this. So in regards to the abuse, it was at Rossi Farm, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I will ask you as well, was you ever known by another name, or has it always been Mr. William McDonald Horn?
No, I've always been known by that, yeah.
Okay, so that's not applicable. The reason why we ask that is because the legal team will have to pull up records, okay, to confirm that you were at Rossi Farm, all right?
Yeah.
Bear me a second. Now, I'm just going to go into the statement side of things. I will ask you a question. I can appreciate you're around people at this moment in time, so it will just be a yes or no answer from you. You won't have to go into any sort of detail, okay. Are you comfortable to speak at the moment, William?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
It's all right. My family have known all about this. I told them all about
no,
the farm.
No problem at all. No problem at all. We just have to say that because as a solicitors, as a legal team, we have to confirm. Obviously, if you are around people, it can be a little bit distressing, a little bit uncomfortable. Okay. Can I just confirm with yourself, was there any mental abuse with that Rossi Farm?
Yeah, loads of it.
Okay. Was there any physical abuse at Rossi Farm?
Yeah, plenty of it. That's from the headmaster right down to the staff, you know.
Okay, from staff. Okay, did that happen? Was that sustained to yourself, and did you witness it to other children as well?
You never witness it to other people, but you know it's common knowledge when it happened because you were fucking your arse was black and blue, when you were held over a table and thrashed with a leather belt on your backside. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay. Place that down on there. So physical and mental abuse. Now, was there any sexual abuse that you sustained or witnessed at Rossi Farm?
Well, when I was on they go to a camp when we were there, and there's a lot of things were said. We were taken into the headmaster was there with the matron. I don't know, he must have been given the matron one at the time, and fucking she was there, and it was. You were kind of touched and everything by the matron, supposed to be on premise or anything,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it was sexual abuse, isn't it?
Okay, okay. I need to ask you this question in regards to your adulthood. From any trauma of any abuse sustained or witnessed from yourself, would you say within your adulthood, do you have any sort of anxiety? Do you have any mental health? Do you have any depression or anything like that?
Yeah, the media withdrawn and I'm depressed. There's a lot of things going back here, but once I started to get on my own family, they got on me, and then we go back to it and talk about it before after that, and just say that they were just horrible bastards that was in it, you know.
Okay. Now, I will make you aware, in regards to the compensation, William, it's not, unfortunately, going to heal any scars from the past, but it will possibly provide you with a brighter future, okay? Now, like I said, the average is around about £45,000. It can be more than that. When the legal team do contact you, they'll let you know how much they are going in for and how long it's going to take, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the questions I've just asked about Rossi Farm, the legal team will prepare a statement for you with the questions I've just asked you, okay? So when they contact you, they'll read you a statement out. If you're happy with it, then you can say, yeah, that's pretty much matches what happened. If you'd like to add anything, you can do. If you want to take anything away, you can do. Okay. Now, all I need to do now is just get an authorization email over to you. You're going to receive a text message and an email. Now, they're both the same thing. It's just a click sign document on the phone to state that you're happy with one of the legal teams to contact you. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Brilliant.
The thing is, the staff and that was there at the time, chances are they're all bloody dead now, aren't they?
It doesn't matter, William. We've dealt with cases from people like from 1930s, 1940s. The records, they're still accessible. So as long as they can confirm they was at that school at that time, with the abuse that's obviously been recorded, then you'll automatically qualify. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I wasn't the only one that this thing's happened to that. They're called fucking jump ups. That's what the Indian called jump ups. That's what they called them. You know what I mean? In the school, you know.
So, like I say, in regards to the compensation, the acceptance rate is at 100% at the moment. So, definitely, like I say, he's never going to heal any scars, but it will possibly provide you with a brighter future. Okay. Now, yeah. William, you've just sent an email and a text message to you. Can you just confirm that you've received it?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, take time. Should be from MMA Legal.
I haven't got any through on my email address yet.
So WSHorn 6066@AOL.com.
Yeah, I've got the one from on my phone.
Message. Yeah, so if you just click on that for me, and then there should be a link on there, like a blue link, and it'll open up a documents page. Let me know when you're on that page.
It's not loading my email just now. Maybe it's because my niece is out. I'll go on to the one on the phone. Eh?
Yeah, it's gone to one on your phone. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Why can't I not?
Are you still there, William? Have you knocked me off? I think you might have knocked me off.